We are learning with Nechla Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Hey Omid Beis, and we are beginning on Kuf Mem Hey Omid Beis, 5-6 lines on the top with two dots, Chalois Dvash. It said in our Mishnah that Chalois Dvash that was crushed already from before Shabbos, and on Shabbos honey is dripping out of it. So it's a machlokes. According to Tanakama, you cannot eat it because a gzera otu, a case where you're going to squeeze a honeycomb that was not squeezed before Shabbos. And there's also what to eat because right now it's squeezed. This honeycomb is squeezed. No chash. Therefore, you can eat this honey. So the Gemara also of Hishayim and Adoy. Also the Aitzim from the other. Hishayim came from Adoy with a brisa in his hand, and the brisa said Zaysim va'anovim shariska me'erav Shabbos. Zaysim va'anovim. This is that you squeeze from before Shabbos. But Yotzum Atz, but on Shabbos, mashka dripped out. Asurim. It's Osir, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon Matirim. The same Rabbi Loza, our Mishnah, was matir by Chalos, Dvash by honey. Here also is matir, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon Matirim. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, what's this Brisa? What's the point of bringing this Brisa? Gavri, Sarah, is really trying to tell us that Rabbi Shimon also holds a Rabbi Loza? That's what you're trying to tell me? What else are you trying to tell me? Amalei Abaya, no. Abaya tells Rabbi Yosef, no. Tuba Kamashplan, this Brisa is a gold mine. There's much more here. Dimastisim, if you just learned the Mishnah, have a mina. Hasam hu demikar uchlo b'sef uchlo. Only there by Chalos Dvash is Rabbi Eliezer maskim that it's mutter, because maybe the reason why it's mutter, he holds mutter, is because since it's not mashka, it's oichel on oichel. So therefore, you would think that there's no issa bechlal to squeeze because there's no issa schita. That's pshat in our Mishnah. Avahacha, but that by Zeis Manov was a shayl of schita, demikar uchlo b'sef mashka, where it's mashka from oichel. It's wine from the grapes and oil from the olives. Ema, loy, maybe Erlez would not be matter. Maybe Pshat and Erlez is arguing in our Mishnah because he holds that that's not called Mashke Ma'echel, it's called Oichel Ma'echel. Kemash Malah, from the Brice we see, no, he's even matter of Zeis Manovim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, he's even matter of Zeis Manovim. The Akarcha Pshat is that he holds Chalos Dvash, also called Issa Schita, but still he holds, since it's already crushed, there is no Gzeira. So therefore, it's a very good Gilui. It's a Gilui that is. That something is crossed already, there's no gzeira maybe to come to make schita. Adkan the sugi of schita. Now I'm going to go to Mishnah and different potpourri of different things. But the Mishnah is about bishul, actually. Zok the Mishnah. Kol, you know, we know a klal, ain bishul acha bishul. Where does that come from? You know where the makar is? This Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, kol shabab mayim chamim, anything that was cooked, kol shabab b'chamim me'erev Shabbos, anything that was cooked in hot water from Erev Shabbos, it was cooked. Sure, that's a Mecham Shabbos. You could soak it in hot water. You could soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Because Shaloi Ba Mecham Erev Shabbos, it was never cooked before Shabbos. Then you're not allowed to soak it. But Madichin Oysa Mecham Shabbos, you could pour on it hot water on Shabbos. What does that mean? So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Some say it means you're allowed to pour hot water from a Kli Rishon. And Iru Kli Rishon is not Bishul. That's Rashita's Rashbam and others. And Tosfos Shita on Daf Lamed Tes is that Dafko with a Kli Sheni you could pour in it, but not a Kli Rishon. So Tosfos did ask, so then if it's on a Kli Sheni, why can I soak it in a Kli Sheni? So he says, because Mechzikim Avashal. Al Kaponim Adichas Mecham Shabbos means from a Kli Sheni. So you let it pour on something that wasn't cooked from a Kli Sheni, but Chutz Ben Meliach HaYashon, you can't cook, you can't pour even from a Kli Sheni on a salted fish, Dogim Luchim Ketanim. The kulis are spinous, this type of fish, so the chasam, because by them, the iri, pouring on it, zui gemar melachtam, it cooks it very quick. If you ever saw fish cooks, a lot of fish, the minute it hits the water, it really changes colors, cooks very quickly, and these fish are very shvach, and they cook very, very easily, it's called kali abishal, and there you can't even pour hot water in it, because when you pour hot water in it, it'll cook it, the maizah is going to cook it. Akala mishnah. Now, zok to gemara. In the Reisha Mishnah says something was cooked before Shabbos. I'm allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Kegoyim mai. What type of food is it normal to soak on Shabbos? Omer Rav Safra going to talk in Eloisa, the Rav Abba. Like the chicken of Rav Abba. They used to soak it for a lot of days in hot water, and that made it mamish melt in your mouth. And the Tosfos Rosh says, because the Gemara's kasha is, what's the chiddush? Ain't b'shach ha'bishul, it's not a chiddush. And the Gemara answers, the chiddush is that even though a big change happens by soaking hot water, like this Tanagur of Rav Abba gets all dissolved, still it's mutter. Once it's cooked, it's mutter to do this. Once the Gemara mentioned the Tanagur of the Rav Abba, which was a very dissolved chicken, the Gemara says a story about it. Vam Rav Safra, Zimnun Chada Iklas Ha'asim, I want to went to Eretz Yisrael, va'oichlin minei, they gave me to eat from this Rav Abba's chicken. And it's mamish disgusting. V'loi Rabbi Abba, the Ashmi Chamra Bar Tosa Tarfi, if not for Rabbi Abba who gave me a cup of wine that's 3 years old. Pashta means, Rashi before says some things, like a three-year-old wine, if not for that, it's nasi. I would have threw up, like Rashi says. I would have threw up. You see, nenas lahoki machmas mias, Rashi says. He would have threw up, if not for the wine. Because it's very, not so appetizing, this Tanagoyos of the Rav Abba. Zogmar Avaita, Rav Yechan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, so there was a food in Bavel called Kutach HaBavli. So Rabbi Yechon Rayikim Kutach HaBavli. He used to spit anytime he remembered the taste of Kutach HaBavli. That's how disgusting it was to him. Now Rav Yosef, who was from Bavel, he was not happy that Rav Yechon didn't like the Babylonian food. Om Rav Yosef, Aleir Kanan, I mean, we spit Tana Gaila Rav Abba. I'm thinking of the Tana Gaila Rav Abba. You know, we get you back in a way. Va'oid, and another tain is, you're saying Kutach is disgusting for Yisrael. The Yisrael, they love the Kutach HaBavli. Va'oid, I'm a Rav Gaza, Zimlechadek was awesome. I went and went to Yisrael, the Avis Kutach HaBavli, I made Kutach HaBavli for everyone. Kutach HaBavli is made out of spoiled milk and other things mixed into it. It's a type of dip. It's a sharp dip that's made with like spoiled milk and some chametz. Kavuyah Mesechus Pesachim. So I made Kutach HaBavli for the people in Yisrael. Everyone wanted to eat it. All the chaylim on Eretz Yisrael wanted to eat it for refuah. So you see how much they loved it. So he said, you know, it does have a redeeming factor. The Kutach HaBavli, even in Eretz Yisrael, they like it for refuah. So the Maravai said the Mishnah, kol shloi ba b'chamin from before Shabbos. You are not allowed to soak it in hot water Shabbos, but you could pour in it from a klisheni, we said, p'taisvis, but not fish. Fish you can't do. Certain fish you can't do it because kalei abishol. What happens if you pour hot water from a klisheni on a salted fish or on a koleus spinum, a small little like sardine? My, what's the halacha? Are you over bishul min atayra or not? Amar Rav Yosef, hediach chayev chatas. You chayev chatas because of bishul. If you do that, even from a klisheni, you chayev chatas. We also learned in the Mishnah like that. The Mishnah sounds like that also. The Mishnah says, "Chutzim liach hayoshev koyis aspanim shadichasam zui gemar melachdom." That the pouring out water is its gemar melacha. So gemar melacha sounds like this is it. This is the bishul. Shema mino, it's takaraya the ichayev chatos because of bishul. Now the Gemara is going to say some a geshmaka story here of different things that they had shver, and they had said their own answer, and Rav Yechon will see, he says his own answer. Look at the Gemara. Yosef, Rav Chiya, Ba'aba, Rav Asi, Kamei, Rav Yechon. Rav Chiya, Ba'aba, Rav Asi, were Talmidim of Rav Yechon, they were sitting in front of Rav Yechon, but Yosef, Rav Yechon, come down, Rav Yechon was dozing. Omele, Rav Chiya, Ba'aba, Rav Asi. So when the Rebbe's dozing, what do? They don't talk to Dvar Mitalim, they start talking in learning, in Divrei Agada. Omele, Rav Chiya, Ba'aba, Rav Asi. Why are the birds in Bavel fat, they're much fattier than the ones in Eretz Yisrael? What's the pshat? Amaleis, or as he said, that's not true. Klach lemidbar Aza, go to the midbar of Gaza, ba'arach shmeinim, and I'll show you even fatter ones than Bavel. It's not true. Eretz Yisrael has the nice fat oifis also, nice fat bird also. That's what he said. Another question he asked, ma'adus of Bavel smeichim, why are the people in Bavel, Yom Tov for them is a bigger day than the Eretz Yisrael. They're much happier on Yom Tov, you know, than clapping Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, they're not, it's like a regular day, more like a regular day. So he answered, Rav Asi answered, hey, aniyim. In Bavel, they're aniyim, and all year round, all they eat all day is bread dipped in Kutach HaBavli. And it comes to Yom Tov, they have chicken soup with meat, and whatever else they have, and they don't have to work so hard, because the whole year they work so hard, and Yom Tov, they don't have to work, so of course they're happy, they're much happier. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they're richer, they have more money, they don't have to work as hard, they have more food, they're not so happy. A third child. Why in Bavel do the Tamid HaChom have a special dress? They have a nice dress, they wear a frock and an up hat. And in Eretz Yisrael, they look like a regular person. So he answered, Lefi she'ein abnei Torah. And according to Rashi, he learns like this, that pshat is because in Eretz Yisrael, the touch between the chavim, they don't need a dress to show off. They ever know, that's between the chavim. But she'ein ken Bavel, where they're not so big, so in order for them to stand out, they have to wear the nice levush to stand out there at Talmud Chacham. Another question, this is already the fourth question, why are goyim muzhamim? Why do they have zim? Why are they a little bit, they have this, pashtim means a ruchni sticker tumma. Why do they have this ruchni sticker tumma? So he answered, pray, because they eat these bugs and different crabs, that's why. They eat all this garbage, that's why they're mazam. So that was the four questions that they answered. All of a sudden, Rav Yechonon wakes up. Of course, he was listening to everything in his sleep. Itta b'hu Rav Yechonon. Yechonon woke up. Amalu dardiki. Children, look, hacha martachem. Did I tell you one time? It says in the pasuk, emol chokma choisiat. Tell chokma, you my sister. Oma, in baru l'cha adava, ka choischa shiasur lach. If you are sure in the divrei Torah, just like you're sure your sister's awesome to you, then I'm ready. Say this piece of chokma. M'lav loy taimru. If you're not 100% sure, don't say it over. If you, unless you're 100% sure that this is chokma, don't say it over. Those answers you gave, Rebbe Yechon held, were not right. Okay, Rebbe, tell us, Ezimahem, tell us some answers. So Rebbe Yechon starts from the first one. Why are the birds in bubble fatter? So he answered, you know why? They didn't go into galus. Shinam, the pasuk says that if something doesn't go into galus, it doesn't lose its taste. Because the pasuk says the Yirmiya, Shana Moyev Nuro Veshoiker Tu El Shmarav, Vegoyle Holach, and in the pasuk says, Vegoyle Holach, Akin Omat Taimwe Boy Verechle Nomar. Therefore, the time stayed there, and the smell did not leave. So you see, if it does not go into Golis, then it retains its frischkeit. That's why they're fat. They didn't go into Golis. Now, how do you know? So if you don't want the galus, you're better off. But the birds in Israel went into galus, and therefore they're not as fat. V'halkam anolan, the galu. How do you know the birds went into galus? It's like, Gemara, Tanya, it's a braisa. Tanya, Yehuda, Imer, chamisha v'shtayim shana le'ovar ish b'Yehuda. For 52 years, a person did not step foot into Yehuda. Rashi says, the cheshbon is, and from galus tzidkiyohu until they were allowed to go back and make kairos, the building of Mikdash, was 52 years. So 52 years, the Gaul's bubble was 70 years, but no one stepped in Yehuda for 52 years. Now it says in the Pasuk, Ala Horem Esabechi Vinahi. And the Pasuk says, they are read inside, Kenitsu Bli'ish Oiver. There was no one there. V'lo Yisham will call Mikne. He didn't hear any call of Mikne, of cattle. Ma'oifa Shemayim V'ad Behema. Nodudu Halacho. They all went into Galus. So you see, even Oifa Shemayim went into Galus. And the word Behema is extra, because it said, Yisham will call Mikne. So behema so you use the word behema begematria chamishim tarat mahava. Behema is gematria 52, and that's how you know it's 52 years. Tosfos says you don't need it because we have the cheshbon of tzikiyo, like Rashi said. But kapanim, what do you see from here? That the oifers were not there 52 years; they went into galus. That's why they're not fat. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Yechonon, kulon chazru. They all came back tarat Yisrael after 52 years. Chutz mekolyas haspanim. Besides, for Kulyim Aspainim, they didn't come back from Galus. Omar Rav, Hani Midrid above them, Hadi Mailay Nitam. The in Bavel, the corridors of Bavel, those water corridors that they go into Nahar Paras, those things go back and forth. They go to Ein Nitam. They supply water to Ein Nitam. They go back upstream also. But the fish doesn't have a strong Shadra. Vahai, this Kulyim Aspainim, Kimlo Shadra Shidra, Shara Shidra, this doesn't have a strong Shadra, a strong spine. Like Matzi Sol, it can't go back up there itself, so that did not return. Bakapanim, Rav Yechonon's Pshat, and why they're not fat is because they went into Galus. The Oifis went into Galus from Eretz Yisrael, but the Bava ones didn't go into Galus, therefore they're fatter. The next question, why is the Yom Tovim Bavel happier than Eretz Yisrael? So they answer out Aniyim, but Rav Yechonon has a different answer. You know why? Pei Shaloi Hoyu Ba'isai Klala. They weren't in the klala, the main bubble weren't in the klala that was given there to Shaw Bashas the Churban. The Chsiv, Vishbati Komasoisa Chagach Chod Shaw Shabbat Chomayda. Hashem said, I'm going to destroy all your happiness. Your Yom Tovim and Shabbosim. The Chsiv, Chod Sheikhem, Adechem Son Nafshi Halayla Tairach. Since, you know, you didn't keep the Chadesh, the Rosh Chodashim and the Yom Tovim, therefore you made a tirch of me. And what does that mean? My Olele Tairach, Rav Lazo, Amar Gosh Baruch Hu, Leidayin Lishol Shechayit Lefan Anam, Zeru Du Averis, and Matrich Reis Leidah, Eidah Zeru Kasha Yevalim. They have to, Matrich, they have to bring a Gzera on them, because like Rav Mashal explained, that's the Yemidik Nega Yemidik Gzera. I need to find a Gzera that ruins their Yontif, because they didn't keep Yom Tovim, but I need Yemidik Nega Yemidah. And now it's a Torah for me to find the right type of gzera for them. And the Gemara gives examples. Or Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein lecha kol regel v'regel. There's no Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. So a boss of bullshit, the Tzipori. That a army did not come to Tzipori in Eretz Yisrael to bother them. But Rabbi Chanina, Ein lecha kol regel v'regel. So a ball of Tveria. Agmoin, which is a type of general, Vekathmoin, Valzmer, different type of generals that came there to bother the people. And that's how Hashem made the Migan Agamida. He ruined the Yom Tovim by bringing these Rishaim there because they didn't appreciate the Yom Tovim B'Shas when they had a Geshmak. Regarding the third Shaila, why in Bavel do they dress up with the frak and the up hat? Since they came from Eretz Yisrael, they're not people who grew up here, so people don't know them, so they need the levush in order for them to be mechubed, because no one knows them. Damri inchi, but masa in your city, shamoi, everyone knows you by name. But like masa, if you're not from the city, you gotta wear, you gotta dress up to show that, ooh, I'm a big guy over here. So the Gemara writes, "Habo'im Yashrus Yaakov." The pasuk says, "Habo'im Yashrus Yaakov Yotzis Uparach Yisrael." What's the title of the pasuk? Not of Yosef. Eilu Milchama Shabavol. That they came, the Yashrus Yaakov. They came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. She'oisim Tzitzim Uparachim Atayra. And they came and they darshened different things to the Torah. So the pasuk, the reading right here, the pasuk says, "Look at the people came down to Bavel." That's the Milchamim. That of course the Bnei Torah. They mamish darshan tzitzim uprachim. They made beautiful flowers and stalks to the Torah. They added extra things to the Torah, so showing that they are really bnei Torah. They really are bnei Torah. Talking more about it. Let's finish up to the Mishnah. The next shaila, fourth shaila, was why are goyim Muzohamim, why do they have this tumaruchlius? The more answers, Shle Omdo Har Sinai. Because they didn't come to the Torah. Shavashosh Shabbat Nakosh Achava, on top of Kuf Menvav and Ralph, Shabbat Nakosh Achava, when Nakosh was Ba Achava, Rashi says that the Pasuk says, Anokosh Hishiani, Lechel, so we dash from that, there was an Asun, a little bit Nasun over here, and the Nakosh, besides for giving the Eitz Adas to him, he also, and Hashem means he made him make a mistake, he also lost a Nesu'im. And because of that Nesu'im, that the Nakosh HaVachav hit the Bozumah, he put this Tumah into her. So Yisrael saw on the Har Sinai Pasuk Zumasam. Yisrael Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai to get the Torah, there Zuham Astap from the Torah of Kabbalah Satayra from Har Sinai. The Chavim, so on the Har Sinai Pasuk Zumasam, but the Chavim didn't have Mount Torah, they still have this Tumah Ruchnias. Omer Vachar Reid Rav Ashi, Gerim Mai. What about Gerim? Gerim were by Har Sinai, so how do they lose that, get rid of the Zuhama? Omalei, Apagav the Inulei Havel, even though the Gerim were by Mount Torah, Mazlayu Havel. Their Mazel was there, and that's enough to take away the Zuhama. The Chsiv, Esashiyashnu Pai, Imanu Adamayim, Vayashim Akin, Vesashanenu Pai, they're all here, they're all, even the Gerim, they were Omalei's Gayer, they were also Bechlal of the Bris of Mount Torah, and that helped them take away the Zuhama. And the Gemara says that the argument we just learned that said that Matan Torah took away the Zuhuma is arguing on Rav Abba. Pligi, the Rav Abba by Kahana. The Amr Abba by Kahana, Ad Shlosh Darius the Pasuk B'Masam. Until three Darius of the Avais, they still had the Tumah of the Nachash. Le Pasuk Zuhuma Mavisenu. Why Avram, he still has Zuhuma. What's the Raya? Hailas Yishmal. He had a Rasha named Yishmal. Yitzchak Hailas Esav. Yitzchak had Esav. But Yaakov already, which is a third dar, no more Zuama, he had all 12 perfect children. They also shvatim, 12 shvatim, who had tzaddikim, shalim, shum daifi, they had nothing wrong with them. Because by that time, the Zuama ended. So according to Rav Abba, you didn't need Matan Torah. The Zuama of the after three of the Avais, the Kedusha of the three Avais, that stopped the Zuama already.